Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about some of the things that people do that they think will gain them favor with the Lord and earn their way to heaven. Let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The Christian college does not have authority over the local church, and it does not take the place of the local church. Please understand that. Because there are entirely too many that are so loyal to their colleges, they get in churches, and because they've taught them something about marriage that is sounds like a good theory, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God, they're going to go to their college instead of what the Word of God actually says, and their problems in the church, their schisms. And just like the Pharisees, they're doing as much damage as the liberal contemporary crowd does on the other side. You might say the Herodians, the Sadducees. So again, the Bible's the final authority, but let's stand on it. Now, the book of Ezekiel tells us that 5/6 of that northern army that comes against Israel will be destroyed. Now, many scholars believe that the East Sea, here in verse 20 of Joel chapter 2, is the Caspian Sea, and the utmost sea is the Black Sea. And the land will be desolate. Now, folks, these things are lining up as God said it would. He also said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said in Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, who said that? Jesus Christ? Does Jesus lie? No. Every one of those words in verses 21 through 23 is from Jesus. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Do you realize that when he said, not everyone says, Lord, Lord, has just looking, really, a lot of times at the religious. But he that doeth the will, what is the will? The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but what? That all should come to repentance. Paul preached, according to the word of God, in Acts 20:21, repentance towards God, deity, and faith in the humanity of Jesus Christ, that his shed blood was sufficient and paid your penalty for all sin for all time in full. So he said, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the Savior of the soul. He was God come in the flesh. Now you can do like those in verse 22 of Matthew 7 and prophesy in his name, preach. Oh yeah, you can. Maybe even cast out devils and do many wonderful works. Jesus didn't deny that they did many wonderful works or any of those things. But he says, I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Not that I used to know you, but don't anymore. No, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And they go into the lake of fire. In 1 Thessalonians 5:2, he tells us he comes as a thief in the night. But we also learn in Proverbs 29 and verse 1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So my friend, make sure that you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. And make sure that he is your Savior. Now let's go on. We're going to move on to verses 21 through 25, because verse 20 here is, from the Christian life vantage point, to identify the enemy. But it was not all. We must remove him. And there are various enemies of sin that get in and that must be removed. But we can only do that in the power of the Lord. We can't do it in our own power. The enemy seeks to destroy us, although he may be very subtle, seem friendly, kindly. But at the last he biteth and stingeth like an adder. And we also see that this is now pointing to the days of the tribulation and the enemy of the Russian coalition coming against Israel. And God totally eliminates that enemy. 5/6 of the armies are destroyed. Russia will not be a threat again. But although God eliminates the enemy, remember, there are other enemies lurking out there in this world who are now applying this end-time scenario that we see. And, my friend, be aware. In the first chapter, they called to fasting and prayer and repentance. That could still go today, couldn't it? Again, in verses 15 through 17 of this chapter 2. As the locusts were an enemy that Israel could not eliminate in their own power, so too the local church cannot eliminate the onslaught of Satan in these last days when iniquity abounds and the grace of God is turned into lasciviousness. That is, those that say, oh, we have liberty to do this. We have liberty. See, they apply liberty to the flesh, not the spirit, being freed from sin and the power of those things. So, we see the victory in verse 20, the removal of the adversary. And that's important because realize that you don't have victory in Jesus as long as you allow sin to remain. Confess and forsake sin, and stand fast in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we go to verse 21, and we see here rejoicing. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Oh, that's a great thing to know. The Lord will do great things. I'm glad he does. They're rejoicing in the Lord's deliverance. Their circumstances could and would cause fear in most people. Little Israel and the nations are coming against them. They're powerful and a multitude. And these are circumstances that would make almost anybody fear. But this is where the fear of the Lord and the trust in him must be greater than the fear of man. The question does not revolve around, can the Lord do his part? Rather, it revolves around, will we do our part? Remember back in verses 15 through 17? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Well, that's pretty powerful, isn't it? Looking at the end days, we see Israel has had the Psalms 83 war in which those who committed themselves to the elimination of Israel by trying to wipe them off the map are themselves wiped off the map. When Russia is erased as a viable enemy, along with her cohorts in the early stages of the tribulation, as we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39, then we see things look like it might be good for Israel, but it won't be. because there's still Antichrist and the kings of the East that are two greater enemies than those that surrounded in Psalms 83 and those in Ezekiel 38 and 39 of the Russian coalition. And think of it this way, the Antichrist, a great enemy, will be on the inside and they will trust him. Now the world, according to 1 John chapter 5 verse 17, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. We are of God, and we who are saved ought to be governed by the word of God. First, foremost, and entirely. But 1 John is telling us that the government of the world is the fullness of iniquity. It seeks compromise with you. While your commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, calls for separation from the world, a quarantine from worldliness. Trust God now. There, ill savor will ascend up forever and ever. But we are restored to eternal life and are rewarded based on our trust and service of the Lord. They are told to rejoice. Now, they've been through a hard time. And Christian, you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to go through a hard time. Now, I've seen people in churches have great critical spirits. Everything that you do is wrong. But you know what? I don't see them criticizing the fact that if you have an early time before church where men meet and ladies meet to pray, they don't show up. When you have a visitation time, they don't show up. When you have a bus ministry, they aren't going to volunteer. But they had some Bible training somewhere along the line, and they're going to sit back there as if they were experts, expertising on the ministry. You see, the church doesn't need experts, it needs servants. God's not calling for experts, he's calling for servants. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I'm so happy that he's taken the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And oh, I am so glad that I didn't have to be super smart and super wise and super everything else in order for the Lord to use me. That way he does it through me, and I can't take credit for whatever he does accomplish in and through me. I remember going through a great problem some time ago, and I thought, oh, this is the most terrible thing. Why is this allowed to happen here? I'm trying to do right. People telling falsehoods and everything else.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.